Well, they got two fantastic pass rushers, and then they have two fantastic corners. And it's kind of a rare combination when you see multiple extremely talented players on the defense, and they're both playing in complementary roles, putting the pass rush on the offense, and then two cornerbacks who can cover in tight coverage and make plays when the ball is thrown out there.
As a fan of the game, what are your thoughts, just separated from this matchup, just of Brady Manning, as a fan of the game?
Right. You know? No, I mean, naturally, it's a matchup that fans are going to love to see.
How much does Champ put on you to make sure that whether you're doing decoys or whether you run out your play, make sure that you don't give him anything as a wide receiver so he can jump the route?
Yeah, Champ is very talented when it comes to his film study and, you know, how he plays out there. So, you know, I'm sure the coaching staff is going to do a good job of mixing up, you know, the routes and the combinations that we're doing out there on him.
What do you remember about going up against him in practice? I assume you did quite a few times. Yeah. What were those battles like in practice?
They were good battles, and like I said, I learned a lot from him from just a technique standpoint, catching and finishing the play, because Champ's one of the only cornerbacks I've gone against that, you know, the play was never over. Mm-hmm. And you can even catch the ball, and you know, if you're not bringing it in, and if you're not protecting it, then he'll find a way to get it out.
Do you know more of his secrets, or does he know more of your secrets from the practice?
I don't know. We never really talked about the secrets.
Not about to start now.
How facing your former team, I mean, I don't know if that's a big deal to you.
No.
Did you see that picture of you scoring the touchdown?
Yeah.
You were smiling. What did you think of that one?
Just good timing.
How important was it for this offense to break out the way they did in the second half? You guys executed so well in the red zone, long distance beyond the red zone. It seemed like you were clicking on all cylinders.
Well, we need to do a better job starting the game, and that's what we're focused on. You know, starting the game, staying out of long yardage situations, being more productive on second and third down. You know, that's pretty much what the focus is on. So, you know, we're not going to sit here and take any, you know, moral victories about how we performed in the second half, because our first half was not what we expect to perform like on Sunday.
Brandon, I had asked you before just about, like, the fans and appreciating Brady and Manning. I'm curious, in the past, maybe what you've appreciated from watching, you know, the two fine quarterbacks and them play.
I don't have
going
an answer.
And what separates those two quarterbacks, though, from other quarterbacks in the league?
Preparation, leadership, and just the way that, you know, they hold themselves to a higher standard, and in order to be on the same team and compete with those guys, you have to do the same thing, and you have to do the same thing to earn their respect. So they naturally elevate the play of their players around them.
Yeah, everyone talks about how difficult it is to defend guys who make so many different change the calls at the line of scrimmage. What is it like, though, to be an offensive player with a quarterback like that? How do you prepare for that?
I mean, you prepare like every week. You know, I'm sure everybody is doing the best. I mean, everybody on other teams, they're also doing their best to be prepared. But, you know, we just go out and execute the plays that are called, and, you know, then it works out.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah.
Thanks.
See you guys.
Thank you.